Blog Talk Radio.
We're broken people now. We're burning now. So cold and bleeding now, now, now. Gonna let you down. We're broken people.
I won't never be nothing, ain't that something? I've risen from the bottom, I got them eyes on the prize, and inside I'm damn right I overcame. Y'all know the name, we similar but never been the same. Everybody, yeah, they know the name. Right now, I'ma make it somehow, make it some way. Yeah, you know we gon' get it today. Like, I'm all on my own now, but won't ever let you down, won't let you down,
down, down.
Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously, this is
we're
me.
We're broken people now.
Giving it every part of myself on the real, you would think I'd be asthmatic. Allergic to your bullshit, yeah, that's right, I done had it. Real all the time, if you rep it, get it, cat it right now. It's right here, a vibe right now. I am too alive right now, I'm alive right now. Come on, feel the vibe right now. Feel the vibe, feel the vibe, feel the vibe. Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is
we're
me.
We're broken people now.
But that being said, we can remedy the situation by virtue of our studies and so on and so forth. And that's what we're about to do. But before we get started, I'd like to tell this nation something. This nation of us, that we care about you. We care what you're going through, and it's time. Let us rather, let me share with you what this nation and the elders of this nation are talking about in your regard. Your elders want you to remain cool, calm, and collected, and connected to your Creator. Your elders want you to do the best you can with what you got. Some suggestions were made as far as black seed oil. You can get it at GNC, and boy, it is nasty. Just like castor oil. But it's healthy. It's good for your immune system. Black seed oil. Also in the discussion, the talk about was heat treatment. Now go get you an humidifier. Doesn't cost. I got me one at this pharmacy. And Walgreens was $34. I got it at this pharmacy for $21. And I got me some of that Vicks nasal stuff and put a towel over my head and bent over for a few minutes. And, you know, the virus don't like heat. And I do a head treatment for 10 minutes or less. And wash, 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 wash. I have a mixture of my own, which I created. One third water, one third Dawn, and one third bleach. You ain't got to go out and buy that fancy stuff. Make your own. And wash, 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 wash. Last but not least, stay and avoid crowds. Sometimes you can't, because it's your family. I understand that. Sometimes you got to take care of your family. I understand that. But when you associate with your family, if you can, tell them, Grandmama, Granddaddy, love you. Stay right there. Mm-hmm. You sure look mighty fine, don't you? Yeah, Grandmama, Granddaddy, love you. No. You got to run up on me now. You got sniffles on your little nose. Go to your mama. Yes, we love you. We love you, and we are concerned about you. We don't want you to become stressed. We don't want you to become taxed. We don't want you to live in fear. Keep living life. Because at the final analysis, whatever decision is made is going to be made by the Creator. So just keep living life and do the best you can with what you got. As I said, the black seed oil, the heat treatment, washing, and avoid crowds as much as humanly possible. Okay? That's what this nation and the elders have discussed. And I want to share with you on the Real Talk for Real People show. We are concerned. We are concerned because we love you. And we want that love to go around. So pass this information along to others so they can be in a better position. The elders of this nation has your best interest at heart, and they are looking out for your best interest. Just want to share that information with you on the Real Talk for Real People show. Okay? So remain cool, calm, and collected. Do what you normally do, but make adjustments. And if something comes up, I will share with you on the Real Talk for Real People show. Okay? We love you. Okay? Calm down. Stop buying all the toilet paper. I'm still trying to figure that out. Oh, boy. Some people never cease to amaze me. I'm still trying to figure that one out, okay? All righty, y'all. Let's get started. We want to know the who, what, when, where, and a how as to our Creator want us to have a relationship with Him, how He wants that relationship to be, and how He wants the relationship to be with one another and strangers. But one more thing, listeners. Since some of us are so discombobulated, at the end of each showing, I'm going to read the Psalms of King David at the end closing. Before we get out of here, I'm going to read the Psalms to help motivate you. The Psalms were songs that King David wrote to the Most High. And it was songs of depression, songs of anxiety. But in the final analysis, these songs were of a connection with the Most High, a dependence upon the Most High, a solidified relationship with the Most High, that no matter what, yea, do I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And yes, we are walking through the valley in the shadow of death, but let us not fear any evil, okay? So let's get started. Get your maps out. And my name is Brother Yam Sufarif. If you don't know, now you know. fella from New York City said that. Sounds good to me. I share it with you. Turn to Ezekiel, the fifth chapter, the fifth section. Let us begin. I changed up books. I'm not going to read that to Tanakh. I'm going to read that first version of the Concordance, Holman. Okay. So are you ready? And the Most High is talking to Ezekiel. And he says, "And thou, son of man, take you a sharp knife, take you a barber's razor, and cause it to pass through your head and upon your beard. Then take three balances to weight and divide the hair evenly. You shall burn with a fire a third part in the midst of the city that I told you to make, that little place city with the brick. And when the days of the siege are completed, and you shall take a third part of the hair and smite it upon it with a knife. And last, a third part you shall scatter in the winds." That's us. Smite it, scatter it in the winds, and burn up in the fire. "I will draw out a sword after them." And it was the Most High said, "When I throw you to the wind, I'm still have folk chasing after you. It ain't over. Even though you scattered throughout the universe, it ain't over. Some of you, because of your connection with the Most High, you understand that. That although they said Black Lives Matter, please don't shoot me, please don't choke me, please don't shoot me in Walmart, please don't shoot me in the park, the sword is still after you. No matter the initial in the beginning, it's still the same at the end." Okay? And it says, "You shall take thereof a few in number and bind them in your skirt." Take a few of them and put them in your skirt of your little outfit. "Then take of them again and cast them in the midst of the fire." Throw them in the fire again. "And burn them in the fire, for thereof shall a fire come forth unto all the house of Israel." I'm going to set y'all on fire. Thus says the Elohim, our God. "This is Jerusalem." He goes on to explain. "This is Jerusalem. I shall set it in the midst of the nations and countries that are round about her. I will set it in the midst of the nations and countries that are round about her. And she said, she had changed my judgments into wickedness more than the nations and their statutes, more than the countries that are round about her. For they have refused my judgments and my statutes. They have not walked in them. Therefore, thus saith the Elohim, our God, because you multiplied more than the nations that are round about you and have walked and have not walked in my statutes, neither have kept my judgments, neither have done according to the judgments, neither have done according to the judgment of the nations that are round about you. You didn't keep my statutes, and you didn't do right according to the nation round about you. Therefore, thus said the Lord, our Elohim, the Lord God, because you multiplied more than the nations that are round about you. You have not walked in my statutes, neither have you kept my judgments, neither have done according to the judgments of the nations that are round about you. Therefore, thus said the Lord God, I, Elohim, behold, I, even I, am against you and will execute judgment in the midst of you in the sight of those nations. They're going to see what I'm about to do to you. And I will do to you that which I have not done. I'm going to do to you which I ain't ever done before. I'm going to put the metal to the pedal on you. And whereupon, whereunto, I will not do any more lack. Once I do what I'm going to do to you, I ain't going to do any more lack what I'm about to do to you because of your abominations. Let me read that again. And I will do to you that which I have not done, and whereunto I will not do any more the lack because of your abominations. This is horrible. Real horrible. The beginning of our double whammy. The Most High putting the metal to us. And this is something serious. What we had been reduced to. Cannibalism. Now let me read that. Therefore the fathers shall eat the sons in the midst of you, and the sons shall eat their fathers. And I will execute judgments in you. And the whole remnant of you will I scatter into the winds, to the four corners of the earth. And you wonder why you heard about so-called people over there, cannibalisms. The Most High reduced us to cannibalism. Wherefore, as I live, said the Lord God, I, Elohim, surely because you have defiled my sanctuary with all your detestable things and with all your abominations, therefore, will I diminish you? I would take you from the top, and I'll make you the bottom. Neither shall my eyes spare, neither will I have any pity on you. I'm going to see your hurt, but I'm not going to spare you. You can call out to me. I ain't going to have no pity on you. Black Lives Matter, please hand up. Don't shoot me. Don't choke me. I'm laying on the ground. Don't shoot me. You know, I'm a little boy in the park. Don't shoot me. Just getting out of the car to me, Rice. I'm a little boy coming home. Don't shoot me down in the middle of the street. I'm Sandra Bland. Don't stop me and give me a traffic ticket and I end up 3 days later in a jail cell dead. Don't shoot me by accident because somebody lied on me. John Crawford, Beaver Creek, Ohio. Please don't shoot me down for nothing. I'm just minding my own business. Come and get me an iced tea and some Skittles. Trayvon Martin. And as I speak, it continues. But it seems as if the Most High has put it in abeyance because of this coronavirus. But I believe this coronavirus gonna get some of us too. Those whom as in ancient times didn't have the blood on their side posts, when the angel of death came over in Egypt, you didn't have that blood on your side posts, entrance to your house. The angel of death didn't spare any. I suspect if your relationship with IOM is not what it should be, not what it can be, I suspect the Most High will have no pity on you. That's why we always tell you, stay connected. That's the first thing I told you at the beginning of this show. Stay connected. Do all the other pragmatic things, but the most important thing is stay connected. The Most High, IOM. That's the best information I can give you. Truth be told. Let me continue on in the reading. The word of the Most High. Therefore, I will diminish you. I'll make you the top to the bottom. Neither shall my eyes spare, neither will I have any pity on you. A third part of you shall die with the pestilence, just like what we're having now. And with a famine shall they be consumed in the midst of you. And a third part shall fall by the sword round about you. And I will scatter a third part to all the four corners of the wind. And I will draw out a sword after you. I have them chase you down. I have them shoot you down in your neighborhood. I have them shoot you down in Walmart. I have them shoot you down while you're coming home. I have them pull you over and then have them lock you up and you're dead 3 days later in jail. I have you shooting you while you're coming from the store getting a bottle of iced tea and Skittles. And I ain't going to spare none of you, the gray beards nor the youth. So it appears. And so it seems. Let me continue on in the reading of the word of the Most High. Thus shall my anger, until my anger be accomplished, and I will cause my fury to rest upon you, and I will be comforted. And they should know that I am the Elohim, their God, has spoken it in my zeal. When I have accomplished my fury on them, moreover, I will make you waste and reproach among the nations, that any round about you in the sight of all that pass by, so it shall be a reproach, a taunt, you niggas, you nigger roaches, you jigaboos, you negroes, you black lies, you whatever, a reproach and a taunt. An instruction and an astonishment unto the other nations that round about you, when I shall execute judgment in my anger and in my fury and in furious rebukes, I, the Elohim, have spoken it. When I shall send upon you the evil arrows of a famine, which shall be for their destruction, which I will send to destroy you, I will increase the famine upon you and will break your staff of bread. So will I send you upon you famine and evil beast, and they shall bereave you in pestilence, and blood shall pass through you. I will bring the sword upon you. I, the Elohim, your God, has spoken it. Man, that's some serious. Ooh-wee. Y'all better get y'all mind right. Y'all better get y'all mind right. And see, my Hadora said, Brother Maury Cottrell says, I'm going to bring him on shortly. You better turn to the Most High. You ain't going to get it from your mama, your brother, or your sister, or any other. You ain't going to get no relief from them. They may be small comfort to you, just in this coronavirus 19. But your solutions, your relief, comes from the great I Am. My suggestion during this coronavirus, or anything else for that matter, is King David, when he found himself in the midst of many trials. He looked to the hills from whence cometh his help. I suggest that you do the very same thing. Look to the hills. Ask the Most High to forgive us. Ask the Most High to forgive you. Ask the Most High to take us back and do some get right. You can't go back the same way you left. That's what's got us in the boat we're in today. No. You got to get you some get right or stay gone, because the Most High has spoken. And it is what it is. That being said, you've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. I'm going to play this lovely song. Then I'll bring my brother Maury Cutcher here along. And perhaps Ima Adora, if she's present. And I'm sure she is, because she loves the word of the Most High, just like we do. I'm going to play this lovely song and enjoy it. Get your mind right. And brother Maury Cutcher and Ima Adora, gonna give you a trippy whammy on what I've just read. They gonna glean all you need and hand it right off to you. You won't have any excuse. Truth be told, you won't have it. We don't want you to have any excuse. We want you to have solutions. We'll be right back. Thank you.
My heart broken in this state, the way I felt you let me in. Gave me your scripture to read and understand, and not to fear. Now these voices in my mind fight against my soul. They want to take over, and I'll be weak and sober. They have so many thoughts running through my mind that you left me all alone. But you send me messages, and you won't leave me on my own. Oh God, mercy. Yes, I appreciate thee. And when I think that you're not present, you're the one carrying me, and I can't see your hope. Say you are in me. Sometimes I feel so immature, so walking to even stand before your throne, yeah. Oh God of mercy, I appreciate thee. And when I think that I'm alone, you carry me and make me strong. Oh, and putting God's power to the test is the beginning of downfall, of downfall.
Show. My name is Brother Yamsuf Arif. Without further ado, let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City, Brother Moray Cottrell. Brother Moray Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, Brother Yamsuf Arif.
Thank you, brother. Truth be told, you said a mouthful there.
Yeah, man. What was the name of that song?
That's Oh God of Mercy.
Oh, God of Mercy. That's the appropriate song for this chapter because y'all letting off that steam, man.
You ain't lying, brother. You ain't lying.
And it looks like Ezekiel didn't even have to tell the people. Most High was just letting off steam. It's like in the beginning when he spoke and everything came into existence. This chapter right here, he just speaking what's going to happen to Israel. They don't have to hear it because they're not going to listen anyway, but I'm saying this because this is what's going to happen. And it happened to us. And it's saying no other people but us, man. He said, you didn't follow my law, statutes, and judgments, nor did you follow the judgments or the statutes of the people that's around you. And we the same way today. We in gangs and on the dark side of the law doing, you know, things that people look down on.
Right.
And we become a mockery to the nations that are around about us.
Truth be told.
Everybody looks at us strange.
And people wonder why. And
you tried that black seed oil out?
Yeah, man, that's some nasty oil.
Come on, man. You're a Marine, son. I know when we were young that castor oil and that cod liver oil, I used to dredge.
Hold on. Oh, okay. You talk about me. I told Sister Avia. Her little weak self, she gets some tablets. She gets her other capsules. But me, I'm a man. I had it like a man. I man up. I had a mind.
And what did Sister Avia do?
She would have got her some capsules.
A capsule. Okay.
Yeah, she had her some capsules.
Whatever works, man.
Won't you get on her?
Nah, see, she went and got it. She ain't complaining about the taste. You can get it in your system to build up your immune system.
She ain't got the taste. She got capsules.
I guess the thinker is a little bit better than yours.
Whatever.
Yeah, man. It don't taste that bad, man. All you got to do is chase it with some juice.
Yeah, I chase it with some apple cider. I got some farm made apple cider from a farm that sells peaches in this area, and they have a little stand. They make their own apple cider. They make their own apple cider.
that organic stuff.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Make real okay. good.
But yeah, man, the Most High is letting off steam in this chapter against our people. But you got to know that he already accomplished this. He said, thus my anger shall be accomplished, and I will cause my fury to rest upon them. And his fury is still on us. That's why he said, your young men are going to be like a wild boar caught in a net, because Yah's fury is poured out upon us. And
exactly.
we have to turn from our ways, like you mentioned, and confess
right.
that, you know, we don't listen to him. That's why they call this book the Old Testament. They say that the God of the Old Testament is an angry God. But he has every right to be angry.
It's a good reason to be angry.
We don't listen. That's why he's angry. He got all kind of blessings and benefits for us, but we don't listen to this day. So he has every right to be angry because he's the creator.
Right.
So he said, my eyes won't pity you nor spare. A third part of you shall be died by pestilence or by famine. They shall be consumed in your midst. A third part shall fall by the sword all around you. And I will scatter the third part into all the winds, and I will draw out the sword after them. So which part has received salvation and all that?
None of them.
I don't care what third you come from.
We still got the sword chased behind us.
Yeah,
Black Lives Matter, so, hand up, don't shoot me. Don't choke me for selling no cigarettes. Don't shoot me.
Some of us think that we are holier than thou, but all
yeah,
of us are in the same boat. We all in the same boat.
True,
if I could step outside my door and get shot by police, by my people,
yeah.
whatever.
You told
me. Yep. Most I said there's no guarantee of your life, day and night. And this fury
yeah.
and this curse that he put on us is still on us. And there's prerequisites, like we've been reading, the antidote, we call it. What did he say the antidote was? Humble yourself.
Right.
Turn to me with all your heart, soul, and might. Seek me. These things you got to do.
Exactly.
You can't just wait till the plagues come and the crisis come and then drop down on your knees and say, oh, God, help me. No, Yah's looking at your record. He's pulling out your rap sheet. What you been doing up to this time? And we don't want Yah's fury poured out on us because he's giving us fair warning. And we see here, Yah could get very angry, as he has done in the past with man who refuses to do right. We shed blood, we steal, we rob, we lie, we cheat, we bow down to idols. He has every right to be furious with us. So I'm glad you say we should read a psalm, because our solution is not necessarily always mental or physical. It's spiritual most of the time, because we're not facing a fire, or maybe we are with a pandemic that we're going through right now, like Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego getting thrown in the lion's den. They had confidence, full confidence in the Most High, in spite of the crisis. And that might seem like a fairy tale or mundane, but we are reading about the historic people that the prophet Daniel had interaction with. So it ain't no fantasy, it ain't no mythology, it's real history. And the fact that we're going through what we're going through shows that the word of Yah interacts with history. So our history is bright, we have a great future, but it is based on what we choose. Some of us going to die. Two-thirds, he says, is going to be wiped out, but the third is going to be the remnant that saves. So we want to be part of that remnant that saves, because we're complying with our creator, our commander in chief, our king, our father, and we should. Why should we make him angry? He said you wanted to read that psalm at the end of the show. Our people should read the 91st psalm in order to know that we need to be in a place of refuge, how to get to the place of refuge, what it takes to get to the place of refuge.
Brother, not his beginning or the end or the middle. Make no never mind. Go ahead and read
okay.
your psalm, my brother.
All right. Psalms 91. This is a psalm that my mother gave me when I was a little baby boy. She said, anytime you have adversity or you're being challenged by some outside force that wants to hurt you, she said, read this psalm, the 91st psalm, and imagine a circle around your adversary. And it works every time. not well, that it works, but it connects me with the Most High.
Well, can I read it?
Absolutely, Yach. Show, show.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Now it's the Most High show. I'm just a mediator.
All right.
Well, yeah. He that dwelleth.
I'm riding shotgun.
Okay. Thank you, brother. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
How you get there? The secret place of the Most High.
There's a place, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You got to find it.
There's a secret place. Because you know how you got to get to the secret place? You got to do some special connection. You got to do some special connection. That is first, number one. To get the key, you got to be humble. That's number one. Number two, you got to do something about yourself. You can't bring your little dirty self up in there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get the key, be humble, clean your little dirty self up the best you can, and the Most High will put you in that special place. Okay?
Hey, brother. Yeah. You remember the prophet Isaiah?
Right.
When he first met the Most High, what did he say? He said, I'm unclean. My people are unclean. It was like he was privileged to be in the presence of the Most High, but he realized his frailties and his faults and his uncleannesses before the Most High. Not only himself, but his people as well.
Well, he sure unlike a whole lot of us. I'm something special. Yes, sir, Ebar. That's what some of us said. I'm something special. Honor now. Well, he was sure unlike some of us.
Following
yeah,
the
you
pattern.
Gotta head
the prophet. That's
right.
How
you
get
head.
To the secret place.
Exactly. Understand the nature of things. Understand that you're dirty. And don't try to fake the funk, okay? And try to make yourself something special because you ain't. We all in this dirty boat together, okay? All right. So, I was said to the Elohim, he is my refuge and my fortress. My Elohim, him will I trust. Hold on.
Who you saying
did he say a camp? Hold on. Did he say a camp? Did he say a special leader?
And who you saying this to?
He's saying that to the Elohim. He's speaking in a general term.
That's right.
He's speaking in general to everybody. He said, and that's how your mind ought to be. Listeners, that's how your mind ought to be.
Yeah.
But you need to
you gotta let the Most High know that you, Yah, are my refuge and my fortress, my God, my Elohim, in whom I trust. Our people trust the dollar, and it got written on it, in God we trust. But what God are you trusting in, the dollar God, or are you trusting the God of Israel? He should be your fortress and your refuge, the God whom you trust. How much do you really trust him?
Truth be told. Surely, he should deliver you from the snare of the fowler. The people out there trying to get up with you. But he shall deliver you from the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Coronavirus 19. Coronavirus 19. The noisome pestilence. Coronavirus 19.
And the snare of the hunter. We being hunted as a people. You know that, right?
You already know. See, that's what you got. See, have your mind, listeners, on a lot of components at the same time. Being humble. Understanding you dirty. Trying to get away from the fowlers and trying to get away from coronavirus 19. Okay?
And being faced by the sword.
Exactly. Exactly. And he goes on to read. He shall cover you with his feathers. Under his wing, you shall trust. You shall you his truth. And shall be your shield and buckler. His truth. Hold on. Did it say a camp truth? Did it say some special brother or some special sister? No. It didn't say that. It said I Elohim truth. You got to trust in his truth, not your leaning to your own understanding. That ain't going to cut the mustard, Isaac. Okay? You have to trust in the Elohim's truth.
And how are you going to know his truth if you don't study what he says?
Bingo. Bingo. Truth be told. Just like we're doing.
Yourself, to make that truth, refuge truth. And that fortress for yourself. Because you're not going to know his truth unless you study what he's saying.
Truth be told.
Chapter
you
by
should
chapter
not be
af- through the words of his prophet.
Exactly.
Like we're doing.
You should not be afraid of the terror by night.
What?
You should not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day.
We in the time of terror, right?
Yeah,
we're
in the time
of terror, right?
The daytime terror and the nighttime terror. Color Bears 19 at night, and Black Lives Matter in the morning.
And we're not even worried about Kim Jong-un dropping a nuclear bomb on the United States. Are we?
But hey, we ain't worried about that now. We're worried about Carter Barris 19. Kim Jong-un got his own set of problems with Carter Barris 19.
Okay.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness.
Is that what we're and dealing with now?
Carter Barris, a virus, survives in the cold darkness. And it's walking in darkness as we speak. Truth be told. Nor for the destruction that wasted at noontime.
It don't matter what time of the day, you could catch it anytime, can't you?
Truth be told. 1,000 shall fall at thy side.
How many is falling?
1,000 shall fall at thy side.
Okay.
And 10,000 at thy right hand.
It's coming.
But it should not come to you. You ain't got to worry about it. You got you some Gad right with me. I got me some Gad right for you. I got you. Long as you got some Gad right with me. See, y'all worried about the wrong thing. You're worried about the wrong thing. You're worried about the pestilence, but you ain't worried about who caused the pestilence. Go ahead, my brother.
You say the Chinese caused the pestilence, man.
Whatever. Whatever.
But we know who caused the pestilence. Huh?
Exactly. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Only you going to see the reward of the wicked.
Unless you the wicked.
Yeah, unless you the wicked. You ain't going to never see it coming. Because you has made the Elohim, which is my refuge, even the Most High, that my habitation. That's where I live. I live. It's part of my innate nature. I live this. I live this. I don't talk about it. I am about it. I live this. It's part of my habitation. Not a habit. Some of y'all make it a habit. No, it ain't a habit. A habit is sometime when you feel like it. Or when it's just like a good luck charm. No, a habitation is quite different. It's part of your innate nature. It's second nature to you. Now, if the Most High ain't second nature to you, it's just a habit, not a habitation. Go ahead, brother.
How many people can claim that the Most High is their dwelling? Because this is the spiritual side, not the mental side or the physical side. It's the spiritual side. Are you connected with Yahweh, yet dwelling with him all the time? Because that was his intention, to walk with man. But if you walk in a crooked way, with iniquities and wickedness, you ain't walking with Yah, which is why you fear, which is why you doubt, which is why when the pestilence come, you might be a target.
Yep. If the blood ain't on your signpost, you may be a target.
So we got to make the Most High dwelling. He says, seek me while I can be found. And that's
truth
what we all should be doing, because ain't no guarantee.
Right.
that Yah is allowing us in his dwelling with the way we conduct ourselves.
Right. The way you comport yourself. There shall no evil befall you. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. If you write, not whatever you want to do ways. Your ways is in conjunction to what I tell you, my instructions. Now, if you lean into your own understanding and doing your own thing, oh, no, this ain't going to work for you. Okay? Go ahead,
so
brother.
So you believe in angels up?
Yeah. Michael Big Bro, man. It already, we read that. Michael Big Bro. Mike got it my back, man. Mike got your back. If you got
that's
the
right.
Most High back. Mike got Sister Abby out back. Mike got Sister Ima Hadora back. Mike got Sister Wendy Pettis back. Mike got everybody back that's in this crew as long as they have the back of the Most High. As long as all their ways is in comport with the Most High ways, not leading to their own understanding ways. That's not going to cut
the mustard. Did everybody see the angels when they came?
Did everybody see the angels?
Yeah. When the prophet saw them?
No, everybody didn't see them.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can't see them.
They still
some
can't
people
see
can.
Them. Yeah, they still can't see them even when they read the word. They don't even know nothing about Michael. They don't know nothing about Big Bro.
Gabriel.
They can't call on the Most High and say, Elohim, please send Big Bro my way. I got trouble. I'm walking in your way. I'm all my ways walking in your way. I ain't leaning to my own understanding. I ain't right. I'm dirty. I'm crooked in a dog's hind leg. I'm dirty rag. I'm lower than a worm. I know I ain't right. I know I can't get right. And I know the only way I'm going to get right is be humble. And you make me right. That's the only way you can get right.
He gives the angels charge over you. What do you think that means?
He told them to look out for you.
You think they're looking at you and everything that you're doing and reporting back to him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She down there. Mm-hmm. Doing what she ain't supposed to be doing. Oh, he down there doing everything he ain't supposed to. Then he calling for you. No, Most High. I don't need to be going there helping him out. I don't need to go to help out. Mm-mm.
So. The Most High will take his angels away from us when we're not doing the right thing, right?
Bingo. Truth be told.
Because they're supposed to be protecting us and looking out for us.
Yeah, he gave them that authority. He said, look out for my boys. Look out for my girls.
Yep.
But that's if your ways are in conjunction with the Most High ways. Not leaning to your own understanding, which gets you on the highway of destruction. Okay? Getting back to our reading, he said, 11, okay. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. Shall you trample under your feet?
Hold up.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
How many of us is bad enough to face a lion and an adder?
Man, come on now, brother. Stop it. Come on now, stop it. Some of them will even mess with a tomcat in the alley. Come on.
Some of us won't even mess with a bullfrog.
Come on. That little dirty worm that we is, that we are. Come on, boy. Come on, man. Stop it.
An adder,
a serpent? Some of them ain't going to eat tussle their worms. I can't stand them worms. Come on, man, bro.
And don't let the lion start roaring.
Like I said, brother, some of us ain't going to even go near a tomcat in an alley, okay?
I'm cat in the alley.
Get that cat! Get that cat! Ah, I'm scared of cats. Okay.
Bad alley cat.
Hey, come on.
They don't play neither.
The alley cat hunches back. Oh, it's on.
I seen some mean cats. I seen
man,
some
I seen the cat. I seen a dog had a cat in the corner. That cat went up straight up that corner, did like a kung fu flip, and right on that dog. Hey, man, I should have put on that song. Everybody was kung fu fighting. That cat was fast as lightning. That cat, that dog had that cat in the corner, and boy, was growling, slob running out of his mouth. And, man, that cat went up to... went up the corner of that wall and did like a flip, like I thought it was brutally. And came down on the back of that dog. I wish I had that kung fu song. That cat was fast as lightning.
Listen, where you think they learned kung fu from? The tiger, the lion?
Right. That cat could, that particular cat could have taught him a good move, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. They born to kill, man. They hunters, natural born hunters. They showed on a TV newsreel where this dog ran up on this little boy, was getting ready to bite him or something. This cat came out of nowhere and chased this dog out of his skin, son. That's the stillest, man. Then they showed one, a cat chasing an alligator. Alligator creeping up on the land. Cat chased that alligator right back in the water, son. Little baby cat. I'm a little tiny cat.
They go 200
pound alligator.
That alligator thought that cat was a mountain.
With a real lion, you could feel him when he roars, son. 10 miles away, you could feel the ground shake when a lion roars.
Right. Well, that's supposed to be representative. That's supposed to be representative of us, Moon. When we would have some God right in us, nobody else do roar nothing because we ain't nothing like we used to be.
Not at all. But when we get through this, when the Most High pours spirit on us, he's saying you shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion, and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. No fear. They're going to fear you.
Right. And it says that. This thing saying 90 seconds. This thing saying 90 seconds. I don't know what this thing is talking about. 90 seconds as it show over. 90 seconds. And it's saying an hour or more to go. Now this is what I'm talking about right here. We need to be putting a circle around these folks right here. They have a 90 seconds and the show going to be over. And it's showing an hour and 1 minute. They need to stop.
We in it right now, so.
Yeah, she's talking about 60 seconds, and the show gonna be over with. And it shows the showtime is saying the whole complete 120 minutes.
That's because we got more information for the people than they do, and they feel like they gotta cut it short.
Truth be told, but we get cut short, listeners. You know we love y'all, okay? And let me try to finish this up right quick. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lions and the dragon shall you trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon you. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Well, I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Man, that's deep. Well, they may cut us off. They may cut us off. But go ahead, brother.
You could bring Emma on. You could get her on.
Okay. Well, I don't know what they're doing. Stream connected. They took us off live air. And now we're stream connected. I don't know why they did that. They didn't want us on live. Ema Hadora. But tell the listeners, if they're interested in the whole show, if they're not hearing it universally, and this is the international show, they can always come back and listen to the whole show. Okay?
Okay.
But they are streaming the show. It's being recorded. but they took us off live air. Ima Hadora, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Is she on mute?
She on mute?
Oh, she got dropped. Oh, they didn't want her to say nothing. They didn't want her to say nothing, bro.
Wow.
Cold-blooded. They playing tricks on us, homie.
No doubt.
It's going to be all right, though. Hold on. Sister Wendy Pettis has something to say. Sister Wendy Pettis, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Shalom, my brothers. Shalom. How are you?
Shalom, Sister Wendy Pettis. May the Most High bless you.
You know,
we're doing it. We're doing it, sister.
You know, the truth only sounds good to those who want to hear it. Truth has never sound good to those who don't. So I guess we better get all of our our helmet and breastplate and all that on and get ready, because this is going to be a battle.
Truth be told.
Yeah.
Truth be told.
Yeah. People who don't want to do right, they don't want to hear you telling them what's right.
True.
You know, people get so mad when somebody is trying to talk to them about the work. Oh, get out of here, you MFer, and you go ahead on. And I said, I'm thinking to myself, one day you're going to reach that you have somebody talking to you.
Truth be told, Ima. Truth be told.
Take care. Stand strong in the word, and I heard you say you have protection.
Yes.
Don't fear not.
That's right.
Protection. So you brothers keep doing your good work. And like somebody said, until he tell you, it's done.
We certainly will, Ima.
With that, I'll
all
get
off. Thank you, Ima.
I love you guys.
Thank you. We love you too, sister. Let me bring on Sister Denise Abby y'all from New York City. I think she has something to say about me talking about her little black oil pill.
Black tea.
Yeah. Sister Ima Hadora, Sister Abby y'all from New York City, your mic is hot. May the Most High bless you.
May the Most High bless y'all, brothers. And Sister Wendy and all the listeners out there. Not just actually listening to the word and feeling good, knowing that I'm on the right path. And as far as, yes, you, and talking about that black seed oil, you hollers talking about, you say you took it like a man because you a man. And when I told, what did I tell you? I got the capsule because I'm a woman. I hope you understand that.
Okay, so, I want on trouble.
All right, now, Brother Cartier, you and Brother Yaro Soufre, y'all keep on doing what you're doing. Mate. Y'all bless you always because you're helping me so much. And I thank
you. It's our pleasure, sister.
Keep on praying, sis.
I will.
Yes.
24/7. That being said, thank you, Sister Abby. Brother Moray Cartrell, my brother and friend.
Yes,
what's your closing remarks, my brother?
My closing remarks are that I trust in the Most High. He's my fortress, my refuge, my high tower. And I'm trying to share that with my brothers and sisters because we all need to get on that page because that's what Yah wants for all of us. And he will protect you when we set our hearts right. And I bear witness, I testify. I shouldn't even be here. I wanted to commit suicide at 14, but I heard y'all's voice said he got something for me. And praise God that I listened because he had me impact so many people. So I'm grateful because the Most High has been with me since that time, and he said he'll be with us even when we turn old. So I'm counting on that.
Truth be told, brother, you and I both. You and I. I just want to say, I'm not going to cut Brother Maury Cartrell's mic off. I just want to say, basically, what he said, I concur with it. I'm down with it. It is part of my innate nature, and it should be part of your innate nature. It should be second nature to you, your habitation, not an habit, your habitation, the first thing that comes to mind should be your relationship with the Most High, our Elohim. Because he is your refuge. Even with coronavirus 19, even with the sword that's after us, the Most High has put angels in charge to take care of you. But you have, your ways have to be in compliance with the Most High ways. You have to understand that you're nothing special. We're all dirty together in this boat. Recognize it. Try to do the best you can to clean yourself up. Humble yourself. Come to the Most High and plead for forgiveness for yourself, for this nation, for our foreparents, and try to make it right. Get it right. That is your solution. That
hey,
being
brother,
said,
too.
Brother, yo, brother.
I just wanted to add this little thing that we're locked down now pretty much. Everybody, they tell them to stay home. So it should
right.
give you time to pray, meditate, and study what Yah has said. So we have ample time. We get an opportunity to connect while the rat race is on hold. So I say take full advantage of it. Try to get connected with Yah, seek Yah while we got the time. Because usually when the plantation's back open, you're out there picking cotton from can't see sun up to can't see sundown. You ain't got time for the Most High.
Yeah, this is a good opportunity, as Brother Maury Carter said, alluded to. Here's a good time to do a lot of study, a lot of getting together of brothers and sisters of like mind, right, as we are doing on the Real Talk for Real People show, and meditating and understanding the relationship that you have with the Creator. Angels are in charge to take care of you as long as you're doing what's right, and you ain't got to worry about a thing. But if the Most High call you, you're still in good hands. You're still in good hands.
That's right.
Well, listeners, I'm going to just say this. It has been a pleasure. It's been an honor to work with Brother Maury Cartrell and all the other brothers and sisters that comes on the Real Talk for Real People show. People whom are dedicated to the Most High, who are humble, and acknowledge that you wouldn't be anything without him. Truth be told. And certainly in my case, I can tell you that's the truth. Because, you know, I got to run away from a lot of folks just like Sister Avia Neal. And she, that woman ain't nothing nice. I'm scared of her. Sister what you laughing at, brother?
Laughing at you, man. You're a lion, but you know there's lioness out there, man. They'll tear that lion.
Come on
up.
Now. I done seen a lot of lions run away from a lioness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially
come
when
on
you start getting on their nerve.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, chase
listen,
bro.
You know, yeah, it's true.
I'm trying to be the cool partner.
Yeah, long as you recognize the rules.
Absolutely.
Look at listeners, we love you. Stay connected with the Most High. Do the best you can with what you got. Remember the black seed oil, the hot air treatment, the washings of the hands, the avoidance of crowds. Most importantly, stay connected with the Most High. Do your meditation and your studies and continue to go with us on this journey on the Real Talk for Real People show. We love you. Y'all stay up because you are in real good hands. We love you. May the Most High bless you. May your steps be directed and ordered and lean not to your own understanding. Why? Because your thinkers are broken. Truth be told. We love you. You're in real good hands. Shalom.
Well, maybe you know why I'm here. Your daughter and I have been dating for some time now, and you've always been real, real nice to me. I look at your family pictures, and I realize that I want the same thing, too. I almost feel like I could call you Mama and Daddy. Really, that's what I'm here to talk about. Mama, don't you worry about your daughter, cause you're leaving her in real good hands. I'm a real good man. Now the picture of this man is slowly coming into view. Papa, don't you fret and don't forget that one day you was in my shoes. Somehow you paid your dues. Now you're the picture of the man that I someday wanna be. I know it's hard watching the changes in our lives, but I want to make your daughter my wife. Mama, don't you worry about your daughter, cause you're leaving her in real good hands. I'm a real good man. Now the picture of this love is slowly coming in. Papa, don't you fret and don't forget that one day you was in my shoes. Somehow you paid your dues. Now you're the picture of the man that I someday wanna be. Forget that one day you was in my shoes. Somehow you paid your dues. Now you're the picture of the man that I someday wanna be. And the picture of this man is surely coming into view. And the picture of my wife is slowly coming into view. And the picture of his love is surely coming into view. Yeah, the picture of